You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon to you, Johnny. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Did you have an enjoyable weekend?
The weekend? Oh, yes. I was up at Long Bay at Bourne Park, at a beautiful retreat centre there. What a fantastic day.
Good spot, Long Bay. Good spot.
Glorious.
Oh, right.
Yes. So I've got a fascinating topic for you today, Johnny, just to make your next trip to Washington, D.C. more enjoyable.
Okay.
I want you to go to the new Museum of the Bible.
Are we talking about Washington, D.C. here, or...?
Washington, D.C.
I've never been.
Is that hungry in the background?
Yes, it is. I'm here all the time, okay. With John. All the time.
So, I mean, Washington, D.C. is known for its magnificent museums. The Smithsonian, the Museum of Art, etc. But this particular museum, which only opened in November, has caused a great deal of controversy, because is it a museum or is it, as some people allege, in fact, an advertisement for a kind of anti-freedom of speech program? You might say, well, how does the Museum of the Bible end up quite that way? But it's funded by the Hobby family, and you may be, I'm not sure if we've talked before now, about the way in which a family that runs a huge chain of stores across the U.S.
I would have remembered talking about a family called the Hobby family, I think, Peter. That's,
okay. Well, and I forget whether, in fact, are they really called the Hobby family?
Yeah.
Because they run a set of stores which are
too good.
Stores.
It's too good. Oh, right. Okay, I see.
Okay, but I think they might be called the Hobby family as well, which is a beautiful combination.
One can only hope, really.
Anyway, they have poured their personal money, and this is massive money, and taken
all their hobby money.
Building.
All their hobby money.
Yes, hobby money. That's right. And poured this money into the creation of an exhibition on the Bible, in which they've taken a building which is only two blocks from the, you know, from the Lincoln Memorial, and it's five stories plus a rooftop series of exhibitions about the Bible. Of course, there's a lot of very, very historic items, but they have got the first Bible ever printed in the USA.
Oh, wow!
In front of the store, they've got fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls, but above all, what they've done is recreated the world of the Bible, recreated the world of the New Testament, the world of the Old Testament. It's a very, very interesting, because of the controversy surrounding the family, because the family is notorious as having backed the case which would permit people not to serve people in restaurants, like not to serve gay people if they didn't want to. So there's a family that stands for, shall we say, selective equality. and they symbolise the position of evangelical Christians of a more conservative kind. And they are, they clearly see this Bible museum as something that will defend the kind of lost world of traditional Protestant Christianity.
How many Bibles are in there?
There's a lot of Bibles.
Is it? Because I've got a lot as well. So my Bible museum is probably quite big, so I just want to know where they're at, so I can say mine's the biggest Bible museum in the world. So how many do we know how many Bibles they have?
How many Bibles we have where?
In the Bible museum. Do they have they gone, look, we've got this many Bibles. We're clearly the Bible museum, you know?
Yes, well, that's a possibility. But what they have done is more than just... inherently, a museum of books doesn't sound very interesting.
But do they have like the oldest one? Would that Dead Sea Scroll one be quite old?
See, that's quite an interesting story, because Americans, before the Revolution, were not allowed to print Bibles because the license was held by Oxford and Cambridge University Presses.
Interesting.
And one of the marks of the Revolution was printing their own edition of the Bible.
Oh, right, okay.
And so, for them, you see, the Bible is interpreted as the essence of American life. And so, if you like, this is sort of raising the issue of what is America and how much is the Bible, or perhaps you should read Protestant Christianity, interconnected with the kind of old definition of America, which, of course, is exactly what is at the heart of all the change going on and all the debate going on around American political life at the moment. So it's a museum that you can read at almost two completely contrary levels. In a way, it's about the historic world of the Bible.
It's got a fancy web page. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, no, there's no money has been spared on doing the most magnificent, magnificent show.
Yeah.
But you see... Is this also, it almost requires a cultural reading of, is this also about a campaign to protect and preserve America as it was?
Right, right. This is a kind of a, like a sort of history written by the winners scenario, is what you're getting.
Have the Hobby family been up to no good of recent times?
Oh, sort of bad hobbies. What is a bad hobby?
Yeah, well, that we might have need to spend a little bit of researching on, because I have a feeling it. That Supreme Court issue, which they were financing, rumbled on for ages and ages. And I think we did talk about it for about 2 years ago when it was finally settled against them. They're certainly, this has not stopped them. And they've created a separate trust with
No, not a trust, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Squirrel
yeah.
that money away, don't you? 1%. Yeah. Hey, it's also, they're not really forthcoming with how much. Oh, no, here we go, tickets. I just want to see how much is just going through. Oh, you can donate. There's a donate button. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
cool.
We can start at that level.
Yeah. Oh, there's some kind of...
Well, I'll be interested to hear how much you've donated to the community. That's good. Yes.
Big Hungry's getting sucked in already.
They're not really forthcoming to how much tickets actually are, but...
Yes, I tried to find that out and gave up.
Yeah, right, same. Yeah,
good
okay.
luck to you and working on that.
Hey, thanks, Peter. Thanks for keeping us up to date as to what's going on around the world in the religious realm. That is interesting. I probably would actually poke my head in there if it was, like, free to cheap,
I
you
think,
know?
I reckon it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Myself.
Cool.
All good. Okay.
We'll thanks, speak mate. Next week, Peter.
See you.
Peter Lunham there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.